This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To the bond market we go now with this mea culpa by way of introduction, except for the days when it's going a little rogue, like yesterday, for instance. There is a tendency here and elsewhere to talk about the bond market as a single coherent thing. The bond market this or the bond market that, right? Thing is, the government borrows money by selling more than a dozen different kinds of debt, bonds, with maturities ranging from 4 weeks out to 30 years. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, those distinctions, oh, they matter.
Longer-term bonds normally pay higher interest than shorter-term bonds. But short-term bonds have advantages, too. Jeffrey Cleveland at Payton & Riegel says a one-year treasury bill might appeal to companies that need to store cash they can access quickly.
They keep a lot of money in the shorter maturities because it's effectively a savings account.
Then you have medium-term treasury notes. Three-year notes, seven-year notes. Jim Vogel at FTN Financial says those appeal to investors who want to include safe government bonds in a portfolio and earn some interest income.
And that includes most banks, includes a lot of insurance companies, and then an awful lot of consumer-style investors that are investing through mutual funds.
Vogel says the really long-term bonds, we're talking 10 to 30 years, those appeal to big pension funds or university endowments who don't mind locking up their money for so long.
But then that's also where you see an awful lot of investors who buy and trade 10 and 30-year bonds when other assets begin to deteriorate in value.
Like, say, stocks. They go down, bond prices go up, because they're a safe haven. That's why Putri Pasquale at PAMCO Prisma says investors pay such close attention to the 10-year Treasury note.
It is the most actively traded segment in the bond market.
Another reason why we quote the 10-year Treasury note every day when we do the numbers. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.